Hello guys, how you doing? Welcome to the Make Money Zen Podcast. That's the 5 minutes action journal. It's action day number 172 and we're going to day number 203. Like, we're getting closer to the end of the year. And today, I want to talk about something very, very different from what I used to talk about every day in the process of taking action on whatever you decide to actually push out or whatever you decide to actually venture into. I want to talk about understanding the fact that you would never always feel like doing it. It's a normal thing. If you I've ever been told that because you love something, because something gives you money or something gives you so much joy, that there won't be days you'll be down or there won't be days you won't even feel like doing it. And it's a lie. There would always be days you won't feel like doing it. You get, there would always be days you will feel down, you will feel weak, you will feel tired. And of course, I've had like 2 weeks of those days. Really, mine have been long. And I have still been keeping it consistent, even in regards to that. And I want to just tell you one thing that really works for me. You know, I've said this since before, but I want to tell you something again that works for me. You know, this is about me and how I take action daily. And I want you to take action daily, because that's the thing that matters the most in life. Taking action. I will discuss with you a post I saw, and I'm going to talk about a post, and I will emphasize so much on that post. Let me tell you what have really helped me. And number one thing that's helped me in the midst of this stuff is I have had banks of content during my up days. I have prepared so many contents down, so sometimes I don't really feel like posting, I don't feel like doing anything, but because I've already have had contents down, it's easy to just really go to those places and just pick out the content and just put up. You get it? So I don't really find content very difficult to look for. You get, there's some things I've saved, there's some things I've wrote down. You get it? It works for me. You get, especially if you're a creative, especially if you're into a business where you need to actually communicate to audience daily. Maybe you need to write out stuff, maybe you need to actually sell out a product, maybe you need to actually place that call. You get, you need to actually have some speech, have some words, have some thoughts. You get, process you have itemized down that you can just pick up and just read. You get it Like it's really helpful. Very, very helpful. It has helped me a lot to this period. Now, number two thing that has really helped me during my downtime, you get, these 2 weeks, one thing that really helped me again is I have always been surrounded with creatives. I've been surrounded with people that are really doing well, people that really inspire me. One guy like that, you get. And I tell you, his process has really been inspiring. He's a young entrepreneur, you get. And I'm like, wow, this guy is doing this. Wow, nice, you get. So whenever I see his post on WhatsApp, I'm like, I need to post, I need to do this, I need to reach out to my audience. Yeah, you get it. So that has been great. That has really been helpful. You get, surrounding yourself with people that actually inspires you to really want to take that step. People that are doing it, not people that are just making mouth. You get, surround yourself with all kinds of people. People that are also succeeding. People that actually are going to further. You get. You get it? Like, they're pushing ahead. You need to surround yourself with such people. You get, and that is really helpful, because I keep telling you guys about network. I keep telling you about the people that actually you put around you. It is key. If you can do those two things, I'm telling you, there are more that's helped me. But I'll be sharing it over and over with you. But I feel this too is really, really very important. It is really, really, really very important. You get it? Put these two things into work. And believe me, if you do that, if you can be able to have a bank when you're in your uptime, when you're in a time that you feel, oh wow, today I'm feeling so good to create. You get it? So the time you wake up in the morning, you're feeling, wow, today is gonna be a creative day, today's gonna be a lovely day. I can work on 10 projects, I can come make 10 sales calls. You get, you need to actually create templates, you know, create a structure that's gonna help you during your off days. You get, during the days you go totally off. All right, guys, I've talked so much. Thank you guys for hanging around with me. It's the 5 Minutes Action Journal. Of course, you know I love you, from Lagos to Nigeria to the world. Keep taking action every day, guys. Peace out.